This is a telling statement from 1910. Under the leadership of Satan, there are men who today are doing all in their power to plunge the world into commercial strife. Thus, Satan is trying to bring about a condition of things that will make the world uncivilized. And we see the revolutions in grassroots movements such as Black Lives Matter and Indigenous rights and equality rights. We see this civil unrest being brought about, and civil strife, commercial strife, is just on the horizon. The spending is just beyond anything that's imaginable. He, that is Satan, desires to see strange things acted out, which God, who is too wise to err, has not ordained. So written in 1910, just before the First and Second World War occurred. In both those wars, the same elements are at work. Who are these people? A power from beneath is working to bring about the last great scenes in the drama. And what is it for? Satan coming as Christ and working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in those who are binding themselves together in secret societies. So the people involved in the secret societies. Who comprises these secret societies? The Jesuits, when annulled during the 1800s, become part of the Illuminati. The Illuminati was short-lived in Bavaria, but become various other organizations such as Skull and Bones. Like their predecessors, the Knight Templars were occultists. They were burned at the stake. That was one of the accusations. And they have been dabbling in the nations just as Jesuits had. During the French Revolution, there were the Jesuits profiting from the decay of society. The Jesuits alone flourished in the decaying nation and ruled with dreadful tyranny over churches and schools and the prisons and the galleys. So this in history is something we should understand. We can understand what is happening now in the revolutions. The Western nations are under a revolution that we thought we'd never see, except prophecy reveals these things. The Jesuits worked their way into offices of state, climbing up to be counselors of kings and shaping the policy of nations. So this is talking about the time before they were annulled. During the Dark Ages, when they had the ascent of power, they become as servants to act as spies on their masters. They established colleges for the sons of princes and nobles, as is happening in the US today, to go through a Jesuit school to get into a government position, and the schools for the common people and the children of the Protestant parents were drawn into the observance of popish rites. This statement is talking about the Jesuits' part in the Dark Ages, but perfectly fits that which is occurring today. The Cabal is the Church of Rome. Pure occult societies such as the Lucis Trust on the United Nations and the Masons. And the Lucis Trusts are not hiding behind anything. They come right out with their expectation of the return of Christ, but the return of Christ is Lucifer. And so we had what happened in the First and Second World War, the carnage of the occult influences, and we have the Vatican, the Masonics, all involved in what happened in influencing Germany, now influencing the world at large through the United Nations. So we go into this in greater history detail in the website. When our nation, talking of America, in its legislative councils shall enact laws to bind the consciences of men in regard to their religious privileges, enforcing Sunday observance, and bring oppressive power to bear against those who keep the seventh-day Sabbath, the law of God is that means for salvation, the standard by which a person is judged, to all intents and purposes, it will be made void in our land. So the loss of religious liberty and national apostasy will be followed by national ruin. So God has things in his control, but as his spirit is withdrawn, so we see this country favored beyond any nation in the world, coming to national ruin. And so we have this editorial article concerning Biden and the $1 trillion spending spree leading to financial collapse. They want to bring about a situation that causes the change. A deal is done for inclusive capitalism, and so this was mentioned in news articles in December, the forming of the Council for Inclusive Capitalism between the Vatican and the Rothschilds and the bankers and the major corporations, the top 1%, they're going to bring in an inclusive world, a new world order. The world has not been given into human hands, though. God is permitting elements of confusion and disorder to bear sway for a season, we're told. A power from beneath working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in those who are binding themselves together in secret societies. Those who are yielding for the passion for confederation, we see it all around us now in the news items, are working out the plans of the enemy. The cause will be followed by the effect. And so we are warned of these things coming on. We have prophetic language here that we need to take heed of.